Leaving home and going off to college means the young adult is moving from a structured environment in which their habits are supervised to an unstructured environment where they're on their own, perhaps for the first time. Some kids are just naturally structured. They have no trouble getting up and going to bed, so they get enough sleep. They prod themselves to do their homework, even plan ahead for the work to come. They're on time, neat, take care of their clothes, even clean their room. These kids don't have much trouble moving from a dorm room to an apartment. If your college kid didn't thrive in the dorm setting, be cautious about letting them move into an apartment. By thrive, I mean get good enough grades and not get into too much trouble with partying or dating. If your college kid struggled with grades while living in the dorm, they may not be a candidate for moving into an apartment. The apartment presents less structure than a dorm. The apartment is usually off campus, so the student has to motivate themselves to get to class. And if they go home between classes, it takes a little more effort to get themselves back to school for the later classes than when they just had to walk 10 minutes from their dorm room. In the dorm, they were surrounded by some of the students modeling good study habits. The roommates they choose may or may not be modeling good study habits. If the roommates encourage playing internet games, watching Netflix, or partying, your child wants to fit in and may do the same. In an apartment, there's more opportunity for parties to distract from focus on studies, as well as boyfriends and girlfriends of roommates spending the night. Apartment living poses more responsibility for buying food and preparing meals, housekeeping tasks, ensuring roommates pay their share of the rent and expenses, solving the problems when a roommate skips out on the rent or moves. Apartment living is more complicated. If you've already got a child who's struggling with their job of being a student, be cautious about letting them move into an even less structured environment that poses more distractions to pull them away from focus on school. It's reasonable to make the step of moving into an apartment contingent on good grades and staying out of trouble. It's reasonable to tell your student who hasn't gotten good enough grades or stayed out of trouble that you're not supporting an apartment, even if they pitch the argument that it would actually be cheaper for them to live in an apartment. Moving into an apartment can be the carrot you use to motivate your student to structure their life to allow for focus on school. If your child's last school year was really a bomb, you may be wise to give them the ultimate structured environment and tell them they have to move home until they bring up their grades to a GPA determined by you. If you get the story that you don't have the right to know their grades, remind them that you're paying the bills and that gives you the right to know what you're paying for. It's only respectful that your student be willing to show you their grades when you're paying to support their education. If your college kid is struggling with their grades, consider helping them by increasing the structure in their living situation. They might not be mature enough to do it on their own. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovic.